Michael L. Parson, Overview, 57th Governor of Missouri, Term, June 1, 2018 to present, Party, Republican, Date of Birth, September 17, 1955, County of Birth, Hickory, Occupation, United States Army, Polk County Sheriff, Politician. At a glance, achieved record low unemployment rate of 2.1%, fostered the creation of 180,000 new jobs in Missouri, enacted 5 tax cuts during his tenure, reducing income tax burdens for individuals and families over 20%, spearheaded historic investments in transportation infrastructure, including the I-70 and I-44 projects and targeted bridge repairs, championed substantial increases in funding for early childhood education, K-12 education, and state universities, focused on public health and economic recovery during the COVID-19 pandemic. Personal history. Michael Lynn Parson was born on September 17, 1955, in Wheatland, Missouri, to Victor and Helen Parson, where he grew up in a rural setting in Hickory County that influenced his values and priorities. Growing up in a farming family, Parson developed a strong work ethic and a deep appreciation for agricultural life, which later influenced his political advocacy for policies benefiting farmers and rural communities. After graduating from Wheatland High School in 1973, Parson joined the U.S. Army in 1975, where he served as a military police officer for 6 years. During this time, he completed coursework and trainings at the University of Maryland and University of Hawaii. Upon returning to Missouri, Parson began a distinguished career in public safety. He served as a deputy sheriff in Hickory County in 1981, before transferring to the Polk County Sheriff's Office in 1983, where he became its first criminal investigator. He later served as the Polk County Sheriff from 1993 to 2005. In addition to his law enforcement career, Parson was a successful small business owner, owning and operating gas stations in the region. A third-generation farmer, Parson also started a cow and calf operation in Bolivar in 1985, which he continues to run today. Parson married his wife, Teresa, in 1980, and together they have 2 children, 6 grandchildren, and 2 great-grandchildren. Parson often emphasizes the importance of family and community values in his speeches and polices, drawing on his personal experiences to connect with constituents and address their concerns. Parson's background informed his leadership style, underscoring his commitment to public service, economic development, and the well-being of Missourians. Political history. Bringing over 30 years of public service experience to this role. Parson's political career began in the Polk County Sheriff's Office, but he was later elected to the Missouri House of Representatives in 2004. He was re-elected in 2006 and 2008. In 2010, Parson won a seat in the Missouri Senate, where he served until 2017. In 2017, he was elected to serve as Missouri's 47th Lieutenant Governor. During his tenure, he launched economic initiatives like Buy Missouri program, promoting Missouri-made products. He and Teresa also immersed themselves in initiatives they felt were important to Missouri's future. One such initiative was the Jobs for America's Graduates, JAG, which helped students overcome barriers to success and place them on a trajectory for lifelong success. Parson's term as Lieutenant Governor abruptly ended on May 29, 2018, after the resignation of then-Governor Eric Greitens. On June 1, Parson was sworn in as Missouri's 57th Governor. He was elected to a full term in November 2020 with a historic 57% of the vote. Under Governor Parson's leadership, Missouri achieved significant economic milestones, including the lowest unemployment rate ever recorded, high wage growth, tens of thousands of new jobs, and billions in business investment through public-private partnerships with the state. Governor Parson cut taxes 5 times and signed the largest income tax cut in Missouri history. His administration prioritized workforce development and infrastructure, achieving bipartisan success on both fronts. One such example is the Focus on Bridges program, which repaired or replaced 250 of Missouri's poorest bridges. Established in 2019, this program was one of Governor Parson's first major investments in transportation infrastructure. Governor Parson also made significant investments to both I-70 and I-44, approving $2.8 billion to build 6 lanes across the entire I-70 corridor and approving over $575 million for improvements at various pressure points along I-44. He also prioritized investments into the Missouri's statewide transportation improvement plan, increasing the fund from $2.5 billion to more than $14 billion. All told, nearly 1,100 bridges and over 50% of Missouri's entire highway system was repaired or replaced under the Parson administration. Governor Parson also made landmark investments in education. He established the Office of Childhood and expanded pre-kindergarten programs for low-income families, making the largest investment in early childhood education in state history. During his administration, the K-12 funding formula was fully funded every year, and school districts received additional funds to raise baseline teacher pay from $25,000 to $40,000 per year. Higher education saw its largest core funding increase in decades, with nearly $1 billion allocated for capital improvement projects. Historical significance. Governor Michael L. Parson's administration profoundly impacted Missouri's governance and economic trajectory. His focus on economic growth led to record-setting outcomes. He implemented policies that not only contributed to a historic low unemployment rate of 2.1%, but also stimulated significant business investment across various sectors, leading to the creation of 180,000 jobs. Parson's tax reforms, including 5 tax cuts during his tenure, reshaped Missouri's fiscal framework, resulting in a substantial reduction of income tax burdens for individuals and families by over 20%. These measures were designed to encourage spending and investment within the state, reflecting his belief in empowering citizens and small business owners. Under Parson's leadership, Missouri experienced transformative infrastructure developments, highlighted by his administration's commitment to a $2.8 billion investment in the I-70 corridor. This initiative not only improved transportation efficiency across the state, but also served as a model for future infrastructure projects aiming to enhance trade routes and connectivity. Additionally, by addressing the critical need for bridge repairs, his administration took significant steps toward ensuring the safety and functionality of vital transportation networks, which has long-term implications for economic development and public safety. Parson's focus on education reform led to historic investments that positioned Missouri as a leader in educational funding. He championed substantial increases in funding for early childhood education, K-12 education, and state universities, which were essential in addressing teacher pay disparities and expanding educational resources. These efforts aimed not only to enhance the quality of education, but also to cultivate a skilled workforce prepared to meet the demands of an evolving economy. His tenure was also characterized by a concerted effort to engage with various stakeholders, fostering a climate of bipartisanship that resulted in significant legislative accomplishments, often allowing for swift action during crises. Parson appointed a diverse group of judges, impacting the judicial landscape of Missouri and ensuring that the courts reflect a range of perspectives. Before leaving office, Parson had appointed 50% of the state's entire judiciary, including 3 Supreme Court judges who cemented a female majority on the court for the first time in Missouri history. Moreover, Parson's commitment to public health during the COVID-19 pandemic highlighted his role as a crisis manager and a leader responsive to the needs of Missouri's citizens. He balanced the economic repercussions of lockdowns with the imperative of safeguarding public health, which was necessary for addressing both immediate and long-term challenges. In sum, Governor Parson's historical significance lies in his transformative leadership style, his strategic economic and infrastructural initiatives, and his investment in education and workforce development, which altogether have strengthened Missouri's economy and governance framework. His tenure not only set a precedent for future administrations, but also significantly shaped the state's response to ongoing economic and social challenges, leaving a lasting legacy on Missouri's path forward.